Welcome everybody to this web lecture on the release 2 of the IBM Virtualization Engine console. My name is John Stimson. I lead the system architect community in the UK, and it's my pleasure to present this topic for the next 45 minutes or so. This is the second release of the VE console code, and I think that after hearing about some of the new capabilities, you'll agree that the IBM development team have done a great job. I really believe that release 2 addresses some of the concerns our clients have with the complex set of administration tasks they face in managing their IT infrastructure. The agenda chart here shows a number of topics. Topic 1, the VE console overview, will be covered within this web lecture. Topics 2 through 5 will be part of reference information available to you all later on the intranet or through the VE presentation team room, or available through your IBM Black Belt, virtualization Black Belt. Let's turn to page 3, the learning objectives. I hope that the learning objectives for this web lecture are clear. At the end of this web lecture, you should have enough information to enable you to understand the value of the VE console to our clients and the pain points that it addresses. The objective is that you'll be able to use this material for your own education and thus enable you to present to clients and fellow IBMers on the topic of the VE console. The target audience is covered in slide 4. This presentation and web lecture is not just aimed at the IBM virtualization black belts in the sales community, though I hope they'll find that useful. I want to reach as wide an audience as possible so that we have many evangelists for this product across the whole company. If you don't know who your local virtualization black belt is, then I encourage you to find out. They'll be able to help you in complex situations and be an expert to call on if you need additional support in a marketing campaign for VE. So the agenda is contained again on page 5, and let's start to look at the VE console. And we do so first by looking at the topic of consoles in general. So slide 6. Our clients today complain about the complexity of their IT infrastructure, rightly so. They run many administrative tasks, many different applications in the support of infrastructure, which in turn supports their business processes. IBM and other vendors have produced many point solutions or products to help the administration of this infrastructure. Each of these products have had user interfaces or consoles, and in many cases there's been no consistency or look and feel to these user interfaces, even with products developed by the same vendor or even the same part of IBM. Up until now, we've not really addressed this proliferation of consoles and the complexity of the supporting infrastructure. We've not really considered the role of the administrator, how he or she works on managing the infrastructure on a daily basis. There's been very little, if any, integration of the administration tools to enable ease of use or real productivity gains for the administrator. So with those pain points in mind, let's go on to slide 6 and IBM's console strategy. There's a new approach being adopted, modeled on the user rather than the product, so a user-based model. We start to look at the role of an administrator to see what tasks he or she performs, and then from this role we can see what tools are used and start to integrate the user interface for these set of tools, providing a common graphical front end. If we go on to slide 8, the integrated solutions console is an ideal solution to providing this integration capability. Developed out of the Autonomic Computing Initiative from IBM, this is now becoming a de facto standard for IBM console capability. The integrated solution console operation is a standards-based approach exploiting web services, and I'll go on a subsequent slide to present some of the components. But let's again look at what the integrated solutions console can provide in way of integration. And if you go to slide 9, this is really an illustration of some of the complexities facing our clients that I talked about earlier. Every client I meet today has a heterogeneous infrastructure, many different hardware platforms supporting many different business applications, reliant on IBM middleware. And it's IBM's direction to move all of these products towards exploiting the integrated solutions console over time to simplify the management of the infrastructure. So if you look at all of the point solutions on the chart, whether it's Tivoli, Lotus, WebSphere, or DB2 from the software perspective, or whether it's iNavigation console, whether it's HMCs, AIX, Linux, IBM Director. We're integrating all of these within the integrated solutions console to provide a single portal approach to console for the user administrator. Slide 10 goes on to highlight the components of the integrated solutions console. If IBM is going to base its administration on a single console architecture, then it's important that this is an open, standards-based approach, exploiting web services. The integrated solutions console was chosen by development as the basis for VE console, and here you see the underlying WebSphere application server and portal technology. So let's move on to VE console itself on slide 11. For those of you new to the VE console, then the console is the management user interface to the virtualization engine. It's an application that sits on top of the integrated solution console and uses the ISC's web-based portal-orientated method of presenting data. And you can see on the right-hand side of the chart three graphical representations taken as screenshots from the VE console. The VE console is the starting point and the point of control for management of VE. As more and more functionality becomes integrated within the VE console or is enabled through the VE console, it's growing into the single point of control for the systems administrator. As you can see, all the time IBM is trying to reduce the complexity in management of the infrastructure, doing so but not removing the capability to drill down to detail. Let's move on to slide 12. So what is the VE console? Well, first and foremost, it's a single portal for administering physical and virtual resources. Here on chart 11, you see the portal-based approach. In the top graphic on the right-hand side, you can see a user's view of the virtualized environment. You can see the health center summary portal, the user's workspace, a dashboard, and a watch list. We'll cover all of these capabilities from each of these portals in a little more detail later in this presentation. But for now, just remember that the intent is to provide a consolidated view of resource health across multiple operating systems and management domains. The VE console provides this consolidated view tailored to a user profile and summarized through a graphical dashboard of monitored metrics. The second graphic on the right-hand side shows the new capability within Release 2 of the VE console, a graphical display of resource topology, relationships, and dependencies by something called Resource Dependency Services. The VE console also acts as a point of management for the VE systems, and so the console is an integration point for the maintenance of the VE offering. For example, multiple instances of VE can be maintained from a single console instance, managing fixes, change management. Whilst providing this high-level view of the infrastructure, we maintain the ability to delve deep into OS management navigation capability, providing that without necessarily requiring the administrator to know the details of a particular OS. This is an emerging theme of the VE console, OS management. It's an aid to administration to reduce complexity. Navigation panels are being added to supplement the bespoke operator interfaces from our OSs today. The most advanced exploitation of this is by iSeries, where portlets are being used, whilst other platform OS management is enabled by launching context, something else I'll cover in later slides, by IBM Director, WebSM, or even the iSeries Navigator. Let's move on to the next slide, slide 13, the VE console highlights. The goal of Release 2 of the Virtualization Engine console is really to reduce or to lower the cost of systems administration, enabling better qualities of service, and maybe to reduce the time to deploy new infrastructure. It can do this by providing the tools to view the consolidated health of the environment, to display the relationships of resources, to provide and apply expertise to the right tasks at the right time, to provide the right level of detail where necessary, in context with the problem at hand, and not to provide more complexity than is absolutely necessary in the management of this infrastructure. The list of functional areas within the VE console has expanded considerably since release one, and you can see those functional areas listed on the right-hand side of this slide. The product has been enhanced in many areas, all of which I'll cover in more detail in the next few minutes. So we move on to slide 14, VE console user experience. There are five areas of focus for the VE console with release two. The health center is the primary focus, providing the right information to the right administrator at the right time. The portal approach and the resource topology approach provides very quick capability of highlighting activities that need to be performed by the administrator, tasks that need to be performed, or resources which are providing problems in end-to-end infrastructure. Chart 15 shows the common information sources that are available to the VE console. The management servers, which provide information into the VE console's integration capability. So we have information management servers, EWLM, Director, Tivoli Monitoring, listed here on this chart under management servers. Tivoli Enterprise Portal provides information from a Z-Series infrastructure, Z-Series Sysplex, ZOS. This information will be integrated into the VE console through a service stream available in first half of 2006. Won't be there at general availability. As well as the information sources that are integrated within the VE console, we have launch capability for a number of other consoles, and again, these are listed here. So these consoles can be launched in context as an administrator decides to take a particular course of action. A task might necessitate the start of an IBM Director function, a launch of an IBM Director session on the user's workstation. VE console integrates the management servers and harnesses their power into one user experience. Common tasks are hidden, the complexity is hidden. Customer resources are shown in consistent ways, and indeed multiple operating environments are acted upon in similar ways. You'll see the list here of operating environments, and so we're covering the key IBM operating systems. We're covering storage, network interfaces, as well as hardware management. Let's move on to slide 16, a recap of the VE console key values. Single point of administration. Well, release one was really the starting point for all VE function. Portlets were introduced. We could launch consoles from release one. With release two, we're building out on that capability towards this single point of control. We're providing portlets, the launching context for the first time. We're providing a comprehensive set of management tasks, many that leverage existing management structure and tools, but integrating those. Many that map to new value-added simplification functions like the resource topology. Within resource topology, we'll be able to view resources in an environment to see how they relate to one another, to gain a greater understanding of the side effects associated with change of any one resource. We're providing this single consolidated health of the environment through a graphical dashboard of monitored metrics. Slide 17 shows in a bit more detail the differences between Release 1 and Release 2. You can see the advance in capability and function in Release 2 presented through the list of functions, tasks from the VE console highlighted on the right-hand side of the screen. Chart 18 is a mini-agenda for the following part of this presentation. Each of these topics will be covered in more detail. So we start with Health Center, the major function of the VE console. Slide 19. I talked earlier about how the Health Center gathers or discovers information about the health of the infrastructure. It's the part of the VE console that the user administrator interacts with. He manages the health of the infrastructure through the Health Center, and then moves on to launching other capabilities for deeper analysis. EWLM, Director, and CSM, and Management Central, information is provided to Health Center through the VE console bridges. These are agents that are installed on the EWLM server or the director server, the CSM server or management center, which provide information to the health center. This enables the health center to be physically installed on a separate server from EWLM, director, CSM and management central. The other management information sources on monitoring from the IBM Tivoli Monitor or from the TEP are provided through Java interface. These have to be co-located with the health center. So for information to be fed from Tivoli Monitoring or from TEP into the health center, they have to be installed on the same server. Just to re-emphasize, the Tivoli Enterprise Portal server capability that will enable Z-Series information, health information, to be included within the portal of the health center will become available first quarter 2006, not available through GA. EWLM is new in Release 2, or at least the information, the health information provided by EWLM into the health center is new, whilst the Director, CSM, and Management Central bridges have all been enhanced in Release 2. Setup wizards have been included to discover and list these health sources that are available to the health center. These wizards will add all the monitors and groups that are managed from those management sources into the health center. So very quickly enabling an administrator to get up and running, it's very easy to customize that list to particular administrator, to a particular administrator's role, providing the right information to the administrator at the right time. Chart 20. Here the health center is shown in more detail. Down the left-hand side of the panel of the display, we see the tasks in a list. These are the tasks that can be performed by the administrator on the components of the infrastructure. The task-based approach on the left-hand side, or an object-based approach by clicking on resources in the portals, the graphical part of the display, will achieve the same task. You can drill down for more information by either route. And on the right-hand side, you see the watch list of critical tasks to this particular administrator. The dashboard is a graphical representation of utilization of resources of particular interest to this user administrator. So you can see CPU load, storage capacity, and disk capacity shown as icons within the dashboard. Slide 21 shows a practical example of the health center providing a user with a summary of the information of the infrastructure that he is responsible for administrating. You can see that the overall status of the infrastructure is okay. This includes data from TEP, ITM, Director and EWLM in this case. And the dashboard provides a graphical representation of the resource utilization, again, taking data from TEP and EWLM and presenting that to the user in a single panel. Let's move on to slide 22, Resource Dependency Services. Chart 22 shows the new topology function called RDS. RDS, the resource topology, can be accessed by clicking on Resource Topology from the navigation area. There are actually two types of topology provided within the VE console. The first is the resource topology of the VE environment itself, all the systems and software participating in the virtualization engine. A very clear way of showing the components that make up the second part of RDS, probably of more interest to the administrator on a day-to-day basis, is the actual managed resources. So here we're able to drill down to network, operating system, application, hardware resources, and see the relationships between those resource components. Let's move on to slide 23. Before we go on to show examples of the resource topology charts, the next slide, let's see how the topology data is kept up to date. Through the collection mechanism, RDS discovers resources on a once-off or scheduled basis to update the topology views seen earlier. Let's move on to slide 24. Here you see an example where we have selected all systems involved in the VE to be shown through resource topology. You can right-click on any system to provide more detailed information about the infrastructure components that a system depends upon. Here on slide 25, we show a particular system has been selected, in this case, system 22. The panel in the bottom right has changed to list the properties of this resource. And you can see, as you select right-click on any item in the infrastructure, these properties will change to reflect the items selected. The relationships of this system to other systems are shown, or other resources are shown. Each resource can be selected to view its properties, and even the links can be selected to drill down further to understand how the two resources interact. Again, on slide 26, we show another set of dependencies, this time on a particular storage volume. These graphical representations can be toggled to a table view. Table view gives you the opportunity to list more contextual detail, more detail, to enable you to drill down with more information. Maybe you do that once you've found the resource you want to manage through the graphical view. So business resource topology is a very powerful new function in Release 2 that I think a lot of our customers will be really excited about. Let's move on and talk about hardware management on slide 27. Chart 27 describes two functions of hardware management enabled through the VE console. The first is information taken directly from the IBM Director Bridge. The graphic on the right-hand side of this screen shows this. It shows the web user interface provided by Director talking to the IBM VE console. The second way of enabling hardware management from the VE console is to launch in context the appropriate management function in either iSeries, P-Series, the HMCs or Blade Center management module. And again, the graphic on the bottom right part of this slide shows hardware management services that can be launched here by the VE console. Here on this panel, all of the management tasks available from the iSeries HMC are shown. VE will worry about how these tasks are started. So for example, if you were to select from the iSeries a capability that needed Director to be launched, then the VE console would launch in context Director. It would open, download, or install the appropriate function, depending on whether the user has done this management task before. We'll talk a bit more about launch in context in a subsequent slide. Slide 28, OS management. The VE console does a great job in displaying information relevant to a particular user, administrator. It also is capable of drilling down to more detail where necessary. Here we show an example of a series of active jobs on an i5 server. What OS management allows the administrator to do is to be able to see the problem from a converged health perspective, then select an object, depending on the OS, and present all of the detail set of tasks associated with problem solving, including workload management and security. For this example here, for i5 OS, you'll be able to open right into an integrated portlet that looks just like any other part of the VE console. For other OS tasks, it'll be shown that you could launch in context the system you are working on. For X-Series, Director would be launched or even installed if not already on the user's workstation. So launch in context for IBM Director, WebSM or iSeries Navigator. Portlets are deployed for i5 OS management. Slide 29 goes one step further. It shows you the TCP/IP servers for an i5 OS instance and their status. So here again, we're drilling down to more detail within an OS instance. In this case, it's i5 OS, so we see that through portlets. We're seeing more detail of OS management in an i5 server. Slide 30 introduces launch in context in a bit more detail. Here on the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see a number of graphics representing the flow through selecting a task. Here a user has selected a menu, a specific task that is to be performed by IBM Director. In this case, software distribution and package definition. You'll see that VE console has an icon to say that launch in context will be performed. And selecting that, in this case, in this scenario, Director starts. It's already installed, so it opens in context with a task menu already opened. Slide 31. Slide 31 shows another panel taken directly from IBM Director. In this case, Director was already started, so the administrator was taken directly from the VE console task into the Event Action Plan wizard. Slide 32, the Launchpad. The Launchpad is the starting place for gathering information, presenting an integrated view, and then launching to places that are not quite so integrated as the administrator might want. So here we have the capability of launching user-defined custom applications or consoles. The Launchpad can detect other VE consoles and create links to them if required. And we can customize tasks and task lists or favorites called My Tasks that provide a customized view for administrator. These, of course, can be saved and saved in context of the task that was being performed. Let's move on from the Launchpad and talk a little bit about security of the VE console. Charts 33 through to 36 run through the security goals for VE console in Release 2 and how single sign-on has been implemented. A key message from our Release 1 installed base was that we needed to lower the cost of installation and implementation of VE by primarily exploiting our client's existing security infrastructure. Slide 34 shows with Release 2 we're implementing single sign-on capability, so that once a user has been authenticated, he or she can successfully launch any predefined application without being prompted for another user ID and password. Slide 35 talks about how single sign-on is set up. There are a few very small steps to setting up single sign-on. These tasks are part of the initial installation process or the first time registration for a new user. It's very much a simpler process than in Release 1, and all driven from the VE Readiness Portal, and is part of the simplified management approach that we've adopted within VE Release 2. If you look at slide 36, here you see the single sign-on welcome portlet. This is the main page for single sign-on configuration. The VE administrators can manage everything in this portal. The VE user cannot create new user identity associations or edit existing identity associations. These user identity associations are set up for the VE console users, and there are two types: the default or policy, and then those specific to a particular user, a user association. For single sign-on, this display shows the status of single sign-on configuration for the current signed-on VE user. It checks to see if there are any associations created for the management resources currently defined for this user. So here we would define whether the user can use Director or Management Central or take information from the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, so on and so forth. Slide 37 provides information about the serviceability of Release 2. The serviceability of Release 2 has improved dramatically over that from Release 1. The VE console is now managed through this portal user interface. Here you select the systems you want to update. The default is to look at all systems within the VE console environment, VE environment. Once you select the systems, then you select software and can view software installed and its release version level. Through simple user interface, clicking on a button, one can connect to the IBM network to find fixes, to download those fixes, to store those fixes in a table of what has been downloaded, and then finally install those fixes when the time is appropriate. And of course, one VE console user can update multiple VE console installations. Slide 38 goes on and expands on this management theme. Here we can see the status of the VE installation, its readiness. The panels on the right-hand part of the slide show the status through red and blue icons, provides lists of tasks still to be performed or maybe not active within the VE environment. Through these panels, you can see the topology of the VE components installed within the client's environment. then you can start some of the tasks, like the VE setup wizard, or you can start to manage single sign-on through these portals. So we come to the last slide but one, but a summary. VE console summary for release 2 on chart 39. I firmly believe that the VE console release 2 will enable our clients to lower the cost of systems administration, to provide better qualities of service, and to reduce the time to deploy new infrastructure. How can I assert this? And what are the proof points? Well, I believe that the VE console function, which has been enhanced in release 2, this capability to manage the health of the environment, to visualize the relationships between resources and to apply expertise into new areas, will provide our clients with the productivity benefits that will enable them to lower the cost of systems administration and to deploy new infrastructure in a timely way. We're not removing any of the capability to drill down into detail. We're not removing any capability of hardware management or OS management, but we are providing timely information to the administrator about the end-to-end infrastructure that they are responsible for. And we're doing it at very little cost. We're enabling the VE environment to be run very smoothly, to be managed very productively itself, so at little cost. Page 40 provides you with the bibliography, the summary information to get more detail. This presentation will be available through web lecture. It's available on the VE presentation team room. But through the bibliography, you can find through active hyperlinks in this presentation, if you view it in screen show mode, more information. So I'll wrap up here. Thank you for your time for listening. I hope I've been able to provide a valuable insight into VE console release 2. I'm always here for questions and answer. You'll be able to find me on Blue Pages, and I'll respond to you very rapidly, no problem. Thank you and goodbye.